So as we always do on Your Calls Media Roundtable, we start off on a positive note and give kudos to a reporter who did a good job this week. So Edwin Okongo, what did you see this week that you thought was done well?
I think going to the Kenyan massacre, there is an article on The Guardian about Kenya scapegoating the refugees. There is this new event, this new against this mobilizing people, the government mobilizing people against refugees. And so The Guardian was able to call that out. And I forgot the reporter's name, but it was it raised that question that we are scapegoating the refugees. And
that the government is doing.
The government, is scapegoating the refugees in Kenya and Dadaab. And what's happening is that after the attacks, they are looking for a way to show the Kenyan people that they're doing something, and that happens. So it's sort of like what's happening here, where you always blame the immigrants who can't vote. So that's, I think that they raised that issue that this is a scapegoat. That was good.
And you mentioned Dadaab. This is the world's largest refugee camp, home to mostly Somali refugees who have fled famine, violence, and persecution in their countries. The UNHCR estimates more than 350,000 people live here.
Yes, and wow. Kenya is, the government is calling that they should be sent back to Somalia, to the same place that they fled, which I think it's ridiculous. So to see that brought up, and because usually it's been about, the terrorism, the war on terror, Islamists and all this. So to see that called out, it was a good job.
Yeah, and so I just found the story in The Guardian, world's largest refugee camp scapegoated in wake of Garissa attack, by Simon Allison. It's part of The Guardian's Africa Network.
Yes, yes.
We'll talk about that later in the show,
because
I'd love to find out from you where you think which outlets are actually covering Africa well. And we will put a link to that at yourcallradio.org. That's Edwin Okongo. He's an award-winning journalist and host of Africa Mix, which airs on KALW. Thank you, Edwin. And what about you, Steve Early? What did you see this week that you thought was done well?
Well, definitely a blizzard of largely favorable publicity about Fight for 15 activity on the 15th. I have to report a tie. I thought one of the most incisive pieces about the fast food workers movement, at least the organizing strategy involved, was Arun Gupta's article for Counterpunch and Telesaur entitled "Wage Gains Won't Last Unless Fast Food Workers Build Workplace Power." But Ken Jacobs, the UC Berkeley Labor Center director, also did a wonderful public policy-oriented piece for the Washington Post on Wednesday entitled "How the Minimum Wage Hurts Us All." So I think both were very good, very incisive, and complimentary coverage.
Yes, I saw those two articles also. Ken Jacobs' piece, also, Americans are spending $153 billion a year to subsidize McDonald's and Walmart's low-wage workers. And that is Steve Early. He's a labor journalist and author of Save Our Unions, Dispatches from a Movement in Distress. And you can find these pieces at yourcallradio.org.